After the parashiyas, after the sections in our parasha regarding the dinim of that of a zov, that of a person who had an emission of shechva zera, that of a nida and a zova, the Torah concludes at the end of the sedra, zois Torah hazov. These are the laws of the zov. Vasher teitzem imenu shechva zera goimer. Then it speaks about vahadova benidoso, a woman that was a nida, vahazove zoivoi, one who was a zov, la zochor v'lanakeva, a male or a female, etc. Rashi explains, zois toiras hazov, these are the laws of the zov. Rashi says that this refers to baal ri'io achas, someone that saw one discharge. Umau toirose, and what is the law? So Rashi is basing this on the next words of the pasuk, vasher teitze mimenu shichva zera, that one who only had one irregular discharge is similar to a balkeri, meaning that he's only tamei till that evening. Then when the pasuk goes on and says vahazov es zoivoi, this refers to someone who had seen twice a discharge, ubal shalosh ri'ois, as well as someone who had seen three times, which the laws of these things was already explicitly mentioned earlier in the Torah. The Rebbe says, Mefarshim explain, that what's forcing Rashi to say that the word Zois Torah Hazov is not referring to the laws of the Zov that were discussed earlier in the Parsha, but rather this new concept of a Zov that saw only once, which its law is being stated right here in the Pasuk, as Rashi says, Umahu Torah Soi, what is the law of this type of Zov? Vasher teitze mimenu shichva zera, is similar to someone that just saw an ordinary emission of shichva zera. It's from the fact that in the next pasuk, the pasuk is going to repeat and say vahazov es zoivoi lazocher from a male. In other words, we speak already about the dinim of a zov in the next pasuk, and therefore this must be referring to something else. Rashi says that these two psukim are referring to two different things: zois toiras hazov and hazov es zoivoi are referring to two things. Zois Teiras Hazov in the first pasuk is speaking someone that saw one time, one discharge. And from the fact that the Torah is separating this from the other dinim of the Zov is because this person that only saw one time has a different din than a regular Zov. And as Rashi says, Umau Teirasei, what is the Torah, what is the law of this person, this Zov that only saw once? That he's similar to a Balkeri. Then there is what's being discussed in the next pasuk, vahazov ezoivoi. This is one who saw twice or saw three times, which the laws of these things were already discussed earlier in the parsha. However, says the Rebbe, we need to understand this pirush, that the two categories in these two psukim are one who saw once, and in the other category is one who saw twice or three times, has a number of difficulties, b'derech hapshat. Because number one, why would the Torah tell us about this person that saw this category, this first category of a zav that only saw one time, only tell it to us now at the very, very end of the parsha, after all of the different categories that were discussed already earlier in the parsha, and after the pasuk says already, v'hizartim es b'nei Yisrael, you should separate the yidden from all of their tumois, and suddenly we're being given this new din over here. Why wouldn't have it put it in earlier by the dinim of a zov or the dinim of a balkeri? Especially that he too is seeing one time. And in fact, you cannot see twice unless you first had one time. So it should have been said earlier on when those things were being discussed. Point number two, says the Rebbe, according to this, the words Zois Toiras in the beginning of these two psukim are going to have to be divided and understood in two different ways. In other words, as far as the first thing that it says, Zois Toiras HaZov, it means what we're about to say, the new law that we're about to teach, that a Zov that saw one time is similar to a Balkeri. And as far as what it says in the next pasuk, V'hadova benidosa v'hazov ezoivoi, what does the word Zois Toiras mean when it's speaking about that? That these are the laws, that which was already taught to you earlier in the parasha, as Rashi says. We're saying one new law now about a Zov that's seeing one time, and about the further things, Zois Toiras is like just saying these are the laws, that which we discussed already earlier in the parasha. Point number three, says the Rebbe. According to this, this siyum, these last few psukim, which seem to be summarizing the previous sections, is completely not in the order of how they actually said earlier in the parsha. Earlier in the parsha of Zav comes before the one who has a regular emission of Shechva Zera, and before Nida. Whereas here in this pasuk, we have Vahazov es Zoivoy, which according to Rashi means the Zav that was discussed earlier in the parsha. Where does it say over here? After the Din of Nida, after Vahadov of Benidosa. So the Rebbe concludes and says, why would Rashi, who is Pshute Shel Mikra, learn that these two categories are Baal of that's being discussed in these psukim, are Baal Re'iyo Acha, someone that saw one discharge, and then the second category is one who saw twice and or three times? Seemingly Rashi should have learned that the word Zois Toiras is only simply a sachakel, a summary of everything we learned earlier. And therefore, Zois Toiras Hazov, Rashi could have seemingly learned, not the way Rashi learns that it means someone that just saw once. It could have simply meant Zois Toiras Hazov is the one who saw twice. And Vahazov Ezoive is the one who saw three times, which then it's fully summarizing what was said earlier in the parsha. As Rashi had already explained earlier, and in the beginning of the parsha of the Zav, that there is a difference between a Zav that saw twice and a Zav that saw three times, because a Zav that saw twice, he has the full dinim of the Tumah of a Zav, whereas once he sees a third time, he also has to bring a carbon. And why would the Torah put this detail of the Zav of the three Re'iyos not in its place before Vasher Teitze Mimenu Shechva Zera, but why is it being put in the next pasuk together with the Zava? If we would learn that the one of two Re'iyos is in the first pasuk and the one of three Re'iyos is in the second pasuk, so we could say simply it's because that these two, the Zav that saw three times along with the Zava, have both a special din, which makes them different to everybody else, because they are the ones that need to bring a carbon for the kapara, for this tumah of ziva, etc. The Rebbe says, l'cha'oira, we would have been able to answer that what's bothering Rashi is the double expression of hazov as zoivoy. Not like in the first pasuk where it says zois toiras hazov, where the word zov only says once, but in the next pasuk it says vahazov as zoivoy. And this causes Rashi to say that the pasuk is coming to hint in that second pasuk to two types of Zav itself. You know, there's one that saw twice and one that saw three times. Similar to what Rashi had learned this difference already earlier on, the difference between one who saw twice and three times, from the double expression in the pasukim earlier on in the parsha, as Rashi says that the pasuk enumerates, first of all, a Zav that saw twice, because it says Zav Mipsoroi Zoivoi, so there's two expressions of Zav over there. And then the pasuk also speaks about someone that saw three times, a second category of a Zav, because there it says Bezoivoi, and then it says again Ror Bisori as Zoivoi, Ohechtim Psoroi Mizoivoi, so from the fact that the first time it says twice the word Zav. And then we have three times the word Zav. So earlier on in the Parsha, Rashi told us that this teaches us that there are two categories in the Zav, twice or three times. So L'Chayra, we could say that's what's happening over here as well, because there's this double expression. So this is why what's causing Rashi to say this. And since, says the Rebbe, in these two psukim, again, we have altogether three times the word Zav, because we have Zois Toiras HaZav, and then we have in the next pasuk VaZav VeZoivoi. So this might be the reason why Rashi is learning that Zois Toiras Hazov is one who saw one time, Vazov Ezoivoy is referring to one who saw twice or three times. But the Rebbe says it's difficult to say that that's really what's causing Rashi to say this, that the double expression of Vazov Ezoivoy, that's what's causing, because the Rebbe says this is not such a strong diuk with Derech HaPshat, to say that because it says twice, therefore it automatically means a Zov that saw that many times. Because it's similar to, and especially it's coming right in direction, in directly connected to, and following the words Vahadova Benidosa, which is also a double expression. And therefore, says the Rebbe, there's no room to say that because of this, Rashi should learn such a seemingly distant pshat. And to say that this is the pshat in Zois Toiras Hazov, Vasher Teitzim Imen Hashich Vazere, that Zov refers to one time, and later when it says Vahazov Ezoivoy, it refers to someone who saw twice or three times. In addition to this, says the Rebbe, Even if we should say that the double expression v'hazov ezoivai is a diyuk in derech hapshat, we could say this that derech hapshat, that's a way to learn. However, this style of learning, that because it's a double expression, automatically it's going to be two different categories, is more an inyan of medrash. As Rashi had said earlier, Rashi himself had said earlier, when he spoke about this difference between two re'iyos or shalosh re'iyos, three re'iyos, which we learn from the fact that the pasuk said twice the words of or three times the words of. So Rashi says it's not pshutoi, it's medrashoi. So in other words, even if there's room for Rashi to use it, but it's more the medrash style. And therefore Rashi should have emphasized over here also that this pirush is a medrash. Says the Rebbe, the explanation is, the word Zois Toiras Hazov is similar to what we had earlier in Chumash Vayikra. We had a few times similar expressions where it says Zois Toiras Ha'oila, or Zois Toiras HaMincha, and so on. Which, as Rashi explained to us in those places, that when it says Zois Toiras Ha'oila, it means that there's one law, where it was speaking about the law of all the carbon oilos. Or Zois Toiras HaMincha would mean, we're speaking now about the law that applies to all the carbon minchos. So Zois Toiras Hazov means that the Torah is coming over here is going to tell us all the categories of Zov. That's what Zois Toiras Hazov means. And it's going to be going in order from the least severe to the most severe. And this is how we'll understand now why the Torah says, V'hazov v'zoivoy lazochor. Not where it speaks earlier about the Zov, earlier in the Parsha, but rather over here it's putting it together with Vilanakeva, Zov together with Zova, because a Zov and a Zov are going to have the same sort of stringency. The problem, however, then is, we look at these psukim, and it says, Zois Toiras HaZov, Va'asher Teitze Mimenu Shichva Zora. Since it says Va'asher, so the Zov and one who Shichva Zera comes from him, that tells us that the Zov is already also one of the categories of what we're discussing over here of these people that are going to be Tomei. In other words, it's not just Zois Toiras HaZov, comma, and then we start off with categories, Asher Teitzim and Shichva Zera. It sounds like the Zov itself is one of the categories. If we just said that the Torah is going to be going in order, Minakal, from the least severe to the most severe, that would then sound like, it seems to be telling us that there's a certain Zov who, in his din, in his halacha, is going to be more lenient than the one who had a regular mission of Shichva Zera, Asher Teitzim and a Shichva Zera. Since, says the Rebbe, we cannot say that a Zov that saw twice would be similar to, and certainly not more lenient than, the one that had a regular sighting of Shichva Zera, this is what forces Rashi to say that when it says Zois Toiras HaZov, we mean someone that only saw once. And that's why that is the first category being mentioned over here. However, says the Rebbe, we need to understand why Rashi then says, V'hazov ezoivoy in the next pasuk, is one who saw twice and one who saw three times. And Rashi says, Shetoiros, and that their laws were explicitly mentioned earlier. So what's the problem, says the Rebbe, from the Diuk Lashon of Rashi? Baal shtei ru'iyus, baal shtei shalosh ru'iyus. One who saw twice and one who saw three times. Shetoiroson, that their laws were discussed earlier. It seems quite obvious that according to Rashi, the pasuk va'azov ezoivoy is describing two types of zov. One who saw twice, one who saw three times. So the question then is, this explanation that we said before, that we just explained, that zois toiras hazov is speaking about someone who saw once, and v'hazov ezoivoy is clearly going to be, in the next pasuk, is clearly going to be someone that's much more strict, more than someone that just saw Shichva Zera, and more than a regular Nida. So fine, that we understand. So there's the first category, one who saw once, and then there's the next category. But where are we getting from the simple meaning of the psukim over here, that v'hazov ezoivoy itself needs to also be two categories? In other words, that there's one who's a special category of one who saw twice, and another category of one who saw three times. Why is Rashi separating and differentiating now between these two themselves? Says the Rebbe, seemingly we could say that since Rashi had already told us earlier in the Parsha, at least as a Medrash, that there are two categories of Zov, one who saw twice and one who saw three times, this is why he's specifying over here as well these two categories. But the problem with this is that the wording of Rashi doesn't seem so smooth then. Rashi says, Shetoyrosan mefureshas lemaila, that their laws were explicitly said earlier. That their halachos, and the differences between them were said earlier. But we said already, it doesn't say clearly earlier. Rashi said it's as a medrash. Rashi should have said, Toyrosan nidreshas lemaila. From the earlier psukim, we sort of derived it, we learned it out, as Rashi himself said earlier, that the difference between a zov that saw twice and saw three times is not the simple meaning of the psukim. Rashi said it's medrashay. Says the Rebbe, the explanation is, when Rashi said before the idea of, that this is medrashay, it's not like in some other places that you say medrashay, and the medrash is a different pshat than what would be according to pshutay, according to the simple meaning. In our case, says the Rebbe, according to medrashay, that is the pirush, that is the simple pshat of these psukim. In other words, the medrash is coming mainly adding a certain idea, telling us how it's hinted in the pasuk. But it's not the pshat that it's two different things. There's a medrash way of looking at the pasuk, and there's the pshat of the pasuk. And on the other hand, this drash is not something that is only going to help us further understand the pshat of the pasuk, but it's absolutely necessary according to pshutoy. Because it's only according to this drasha, or to use Rashi's expression sometimes, agodol liyashik pshutish al mikro, we sometimes have a medrash that helps us understand the pasuk. It's only according to this drasha that we understand the long arichus in the pasuk, which according to pshutay is not understood. Why do you have all these extra words? As the Rebbe goes on to explain, looking back at those psukim in the previous part of the parsha. So earlier on in the parsha, there was two psukim. First, there was two psukim. It says, Ishki yezov mipsaro, if a person has a certain flow from his body, zoivoi, tamehu. So he has this flow and he's tamei. Then the pasuk says, v'zois tiyeh tumah, say, this will be his tumah, bezoivoi, when it flows, ror psaro, yezoivoi. If it's flowing, or it's plugging up or blocking his body because of this discharge, tumasahi is tummy. Then in the following pasuk starts all the dinim of the tumah of zav, kolam mishkav, all everything that he lies down on, etc., etc., etc. So the Rebbe says in those psukim earlier on in the parsha, it's not understood. Why does the Torah interrupt between the words v'zois tiya tumasi b'zoyvi? This is the way. He's going to be tummy, and the dinim of the tumah of kol hamishkav, the bed that he lies in, etc. Why does the Torah interrupt that with the words ror b'saroi or hechtim b'saroi, which are not the dinim of how he becomes tummy or what the different kinds of tumah? Rather, it's two different ways of how the ziva happens. Whether it's a flow that's more in a clear liquid coming out, or hechtim b'saroi, it's coming out more thick and blocking the male organ. These words, Rar Psari Azoiva Hechtim Psari Mizoiva, seemingly should have said in the earlier pasuk where it says, Ishkii Azov Mipsari, if a person has this emission or this discharge, Rar Psari Azoiva, I Hechtim Psari Mizoiva, the Torah should have given different options of how it comes out. Zoivai Tami, who then will be Tami. And then you start with Zois Tia Tumasoi, and this will be the dinim of the Tumah, Kol HaMishkav, etc., etc. This is why the Medrash comes along and answers and explains that we're actually speaking about two different things. We first have the pasuk describing one type of person and calls him Tamei. And then there's another pasuk that's describing another type of person and calling him Tamei. In other words, the Torah is coming to hint on two categories of Zav, which their Tumah is not the same to each other. And that's why they say in two different psukim. The pasuk is first, we have one pasuk that's describing one tumah of a zav, and then another pasuk describing another. And each one of them, individually, the pasuk calls tameh because they are different to each other. And these are the two categories of zav. What's the difference, and how do we see them in the pasuk? What are these two categories? That's what Rashi says. That each one of these times that it says zoiv that's mentioned in the pasuk is hinting to another re'iyah. Every time it says the word zoiv is hinting that he saw again and again. And therefore, in the first pasuk was speaking about someone that saw twice. In the second pasuk was speaking about someone who saw three times, because it says three times the words of. So in other words, according to all of this, although we said it's a medrash that's telling us how it's hinted, but it's really pshuta shel mikra itself that's machriach, that's forcing us to say that we have to darshan something from all these extra words. And therefore, pshuta shel mikra is telling us there are two types of zav. There's one that saw twice, and there's one that saw three times. Since, as we just said, it's a medrash in our case that's forced based on Pshuto Shel Mikra, so it's understood that the difference also in din between them, the fact that they have different dinim, which Rashi brings, that if one saw twice, then he's tummy, and if he saw three times, then he forces him to bring, he has to bring a carbon. So Rashi is not just quoting words of Chazal, which are opposite of the pshat, but rather all of this is part of what's necessary from Pshuto Shel Mikra. Why is that? Because since the words v'zois tiye tumasoi, this will be his tumah, is referring simply to the words tamehu, which says in the previous pasuk, by one who saw twice. So we have to say that the dinim of tumah that say in the continuation of the parsha are also going to apply by someone that saw twice. And therefore you have to say that what's the addition that happens when someone saw three times is not the actual way of how he's tameh, the tamehu, but rather, if he saw twice, then he's tameh, and the third time is going to make him bring a carbon. The Rebbe actually says the word over here is maski kosoi lekarbon, doesn't say mechayvosoi carbon. The word zika means, in other words, something that's necessary. In other words, is another side, additional point that is now necessary that he has to bring a carbon. According to this, as the Rebbe understood, why Rashi at the end of the Seder says, ba'al shtei ri'yos u'ba'al shalosh ri'yos. And we said that Rashi says, she'toyroson mufureshos lamayla, that their dinim are explicitly stated above. Because this difference between the two riyos and the three riyos is something that comes out of the pshutoi, out of the simple meaning of the psukim, as we just explained. And therefore, Rashi wants to explain which zav are we saying the Torah said already earlier, the laws of it, different to the baal riyo achas, the one that just saw once, which we said that the Torah just now at the end of the parsha is telling us what the halach is. But which zav did we speak about earlier on already? So these are the two categories of Zav, those that saw both twice, or the ones that saw three times. The Rebbe says from the Inyanu Muflaim, from the amazing things, al derech ha'alocha, in the halacha way of this Rashi, is that the toicher of this Rashi at the end of the Parsha is in Toiras Koyanim, found as well, on the Pasuk, both a number of differences, as the Mefarshi Rashi actually point out. However, says the Rebbe, there is a certain change in the Lashon, the expression, which the Rebbe says, so far I did not find that anyone should actually discuss this. And the Rebbe says, yes, Shloimar, that in this change that we're about to discuss, there's really a whole major inyan over here, and what we call a Lashitase, in other words, of the Torah, Skoyanim, Halacha, going in a particular Shita, and Rashi going in his own Shita, which goes according to Pshuto Shel Mikra. And what is that? In Toiras Koyanim, the expression is, when we're discussing the people that saw different amounts of times, the Toiras Koyanim says, we have one person, Zesheror Iachas, this is the one who saw one time, Zesheror Shteiri is the one who saw twice, the one who saw three times. Rashi changes. Rashi doesn't say Zesheror, this is the one who saw once, twice, or three times. Rashi says, Ba'al Ri'iachas, Ba'al Shteiri is, Ba'al Sholish Ri'iachas. What is the difference? Says the Rebbe, we're going to understand this by first prefacing what we find in the Gemara to Limudim on the difference that we said between someone who saw twice or someone that saw three times. How do we know this difference? The Gemara has two different ways of learning this. Number one, we have the drasha of Rab Simoi, which Rashi actually brings, that the Pasuk enumerates twice the word Zav and calls it Tameh. Then we have a Pasuk that says three times the word Zav and also calls it Tameh. So what's the difference? Because we have two categories. We have one who saw twice, and that makes him tameh. And if he saw a third time, so then you have to bring a carbon as well. So that's Rab Simoi's drasha. Then we have the drasha of the Chachamim. The Chachamim say as follows. It says zoivoi, so that's once. Ror besoroi, his body was dripping or leaking or running, so that's a second time. Es zoivoi is a third time. And this teaches us, as the Torah says, say the Chachamim, that a zav that saw three times is chayiv a carbon. So that's one category. Then it goes on to say, the pasuk says, oy hechtim psorim mizoivoi, tamei. If flesh was blocked from the ziva, then he's tamei. But the expression is mizoivoi, which the Chachamim say, that means even part of being a zav In other words, previously we said about three times. Now we have a pasuk that says mizoivoy. So that's teaching you that there's someone that even has less than three times, even if it's twice, he's also tamei. He also makes tamei that when he lies on, that's where he sits on, etc. What is the difference between these two limudim? So the Rebbe says the difference between these two limudim is actually in the gedder of how we define and how we classify a zov that saw twice, which can really be learned and understood in two different ways. One way of understanding it is that a zov that saw twice and a zov that saw three times are two completely different categories. The tumah of one who saw twice is not the same tumah of the one who saw three times, and he saw two out of the three times, is automatically the same as someone that just saw twice. Rather, it's something completely for itself. In other words, the tum seeing twice on its own, that makes a person have the tumah of a zav, and he has to count seven clean days, etc., etc. So that's one way of learning it. There's a zav of twice, of seeing twice, and there's a different category of one who saw three times. Another way of learning it is that the tumah of one who saw twice is a part of the tumah of one who saw three times. And since it's a part of the one who saw three times, so therefore he only gets part of that tumah of the one who saw three times. The Rebbe says, based on this, we can actually explain what it says in Targum Yonasan ben Uzziel, on the pasuk Ish ki yezov, and the Targum Yonasan says that this is referring to someone who saw three times. He doesn't even mention the concept of seeing twice, because the tumah of seeing twice is just a part of seeing three times. The tumah of Azov is three times. If you saw twice, well, that's part of it. Practically, says the Rebbe, what would be the nafka min al halacha practically? The Rebbe says, b'derech efsher, in a possible way we could say, if there was an interruption, let's say a day in between, that the first two sightings and a third one, do we say they're all going to combine together? And he's considered a person now of Baal Shalosh Re'ez that saw three times or not. In fact, this is actually a machloikas. According to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yehuda, this is a machloikas between Bishamay and Bishilu. If we should say that the tumah of someone that saw twice is a separate category of tumah, that means this person saw twice, he has a chiyuv, an obligation on its own to count now the seven clean days, etc. And this has nothing to do. Once he saw twice, it's not going to, now if there was an interruption, it's not going to be a person of three times. Unless he sees immediately a third time, then, so we now say that this third, we now know that the twice was really part of a person that saw three times. So according to this, if there was an interruption after the two re'iyos of a day, so now clearly this person is not a person of three sightings. And what's being revealed now is that right after the second time, he became a zav of two re'iyos. And when he will see after an interruption another time, it's a completely new thing, and it's not going to be mitzarev, it's not going to combine to the previous two. If, however, we say that the whole tumah of someone that sees twice is really just a part of it in the same category of the one who saw three times, so then what should come out is that even if there was an interruption of a day of these, when he started counting the seven clean days after seeing it twice, and then he sees another time, so then this third time should combine to the previous two. Because the counting of seven clean days after seeing twice is not because the set two sightings by themselves obligate you, but rather they were originally part of the three sightings. Says the Rebbe, so now we can understand the difference between these two limudim that we said before, from where it's learned out. According to the drasha that we learn, the idea of a zav of two sightings from the pasuk mizoivoy, which we translated, which means that he saw part of a zav. In other words, a zav is 3 years, and he saw part of that, some of that. So that clearly is telling us that a zav that saw twice is part of, and within the same category, just a little bit less than a full zav of three sightings. Whereas, according to the drasha of Rab Simoy, that we said that we count the times that it says zav in the pasuk. We have one pasuk that says twice of. We have a pasuk that says three times of. That means the Torah is separately counting these two different types of zav and different psukim because they're two separate categories completely in the zav. Says the Rebbe, said now we could also explain the difference between the wording of the Torah's koyanim and the Rashi at the end of our parsha. The Torah's koyanim first brings this limud also, this idea of mizoivoy, miktsa zoivoy, that he's part of his zav. And therefore, the expression of the Torah's Koyanim, as we said before, is Zesher Rosh Teiri, this is the one who saw twice. or the one who saw three times. In other words, the expression is emphasizing the ideas of what practically the person saw. In other words, generally it's all in the same category. But how many times did he see? Did he see twice? Did he see now a third time as well? So it's only a difference in quantity, practically how many times did he see? But it's the same kind of person. It's generally within the same gather. Where is the Rashi that's bringing the drasha of Rab Simoy, as we said, that there are two different categories? So Rashi is of the opinion that there are two different types of people. So we call one Baal Re'iyo Achas. He is a person that sees one time, or a person Baal Shtei Re'iyos. As Rashi says, a person that sees twice, or a person that sees three times. In other words, each one is really a category, a type of person, completely for himself.